This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us. It's a lovely Thursday morning. It's going to be hot for the next week or so, but not ridiculous. We were talking about it this morning. It sounds like it's going to be, you know, around 100 in the inland valleys. And it's not like it's going to be 150 degrees like it is in Phoenix or something. The tar is not going to melt. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. So, Hooman, you had some kind of adventure yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Tell me what happened.
So, all of the CBS radio stations in San Francisco are coming together to support the first responders. And on 9/11, there's going to be an event. It's called the San Francisco Stair Climb. And I posted a link about it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, SF Stair Climb. But what we're going to do is we're going to raise money for first responders, police officers, firefighters.
The people who will save our asses when the S goes down.
Yeah, and a lot of them suffer from post-traumatic stress. And we're going to raise money to help those who have helped us. And so there at 555 California, there's a huge skyscraper. And yesterday I put on all the fire gear, the helmet, the jacket, the pants.
I didn't realize you were doing it in all the fire gear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. How much does all of it weigh?
Well, the helmet alone is 4 pounds.
Oh. Is that a lot to have on your head? You could feel it.
Oh, my God. Absolutely, yeah. I'd say the jacket is at least another 4 pounds, 3 pounds. Mm-hmm. And the pants with the suspenders.
Hot.
At least another 3 pounds. But then you also have those giant boots, too.
Ah. They find you your size, though? You weren't?
10 and a half, yeah.
All right.
And so yesterday, we did a lot of promos with TV cameras and stuff promoting the event. But then they said, Hooman, we want you to say the promo while you're running up the stairs.
Oh.
With the fire gear.
Nice.
So there's 1,197 stairs. I didn't run all of them, but I did run at least 20 flights.
Ran 20 flights?
Yeah.
In the gear?
In the gear while I was saying the words.
Were you the only one who had to wear that gear, or did you sweat freely into that and then pass it on to someone else?
No, there were two other DJs from
two other stations.
They didn't have to. I was the only
one. Have to do it.
They did do the promos for their stations, but they didn't run the stairs.
Oh.
I was the only one that ran. But it was quite an adventure. I have to say, hanging out with the firefighters, riding around in the trucks all throughout the city.
Fun. Oh, you got to ride all around the city in the trucks?
Yeah,
the
trucks were out here in front of the building yesterday.
Yeah, and, you know, the reaction of people on the streets when you're in that gear, they're so happy to see you. Everyone's greeting you. Oh. All the chicks are waving.
Yeah, ask Yuzette about it.
Woo-hoo. Hey.
No, really, ask her.
She's got a fireman story. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling. I have to say, and the firefighters couldn't have been nicer. Everyone was so gracious and welcoming. They're so grateful for CBS coming together to support this event.
So you were having to film this promo and say your lines as you're running up the stairs.
Yeah, I did it. So we did one in front of this building here at 865. We did one there's a fire boat. Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes.
So we did one on the fire boat.
You went out on the fire boat?
Well, it didn't leave the port.
Oh,
it didn't
so
leave
you
the
weren't
dock.
On it when it's shooting the
no,
big.
No, oh. No, no, it didn't. And then we
but
did
boy,
one.
Boy, you had a five, what a day!
Yeah, we did one in front of the skyscraper, and then I did one
running up the stairs.
And yeah, we took the. And it's funny because when we got dropped off at the fire station on the Embarcadero, there they got a call, so they go, "You guys got to jump off. We have to do our job."
Yes.
So they did, and they came back and they drove us to.
So you guys just waited there for them to come back?
Well, no, it was a false alarm.
Some kid pulled an alarm somewhere.
Yeah, so they were able to come right back and take us to the next place. Oh.
But there you go. They're right there. Something happens. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I put a link to sfstairclimb.com.
I see
And it. you can join the Alice team because me and Bryn will be running up the stairs.
Are you practicing? Because running 1,100 stairs is no joke.
So the approximate time is takes 25 minutes.
Jesus, well, get ready to have him be injured and on a bouncing ball for the next 4 months after this is done.
You got that right.
Telling you, he goes without exercising, and then he does some feat, some incredible thing, and then he's ruined for months.
Months at a time.
Months. So are you?
But
gonna,
you know what? I bet
you 2 months to get ready.
Your what are that? What are those little needles?
Acupuncture.
Your acupuncturist is just frothing.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see you.
Whom it'll be back
every day
for my world class acupuncture.
Acupuncture every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Way to go, buddy!
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for doing that, Whom, and that's big. And I guess Ben, that Bryn can have his 2 weeks in Italy if he's going to go do that.
Someone wrote in and said, what do you think the possibility that Bryn is just getting married in Italy?
Very low.
I think it's high.
Oh, I think it's pretty low.
Her parents
she wants
would
a whole
not
thing.
Be happy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. He's not trying to get out of that. Mm-mm. He's not like some people we know.
No.
Oh, get him!
Who are you talking about?
No one.
All right.
Just some people we know.
I would
who would think this is a great idea. Let's just get this done. Let's get this over with.
Let's get it over with, yeah.
I still don't know what you're talking about. I would think that they might have planned it and just be like, yeah, let's just do this quietly ourselves in Italy. It'd be great.
His parents? No. Well, her parents might kill her. I don't think his parents will kill him.
All right.
His parents are like, whatever.
Well, I didn't come up with that theory. That's from one of our texters.
Oh, is it?
And she doesn't want to be pregnant when she's getting married.
No, so they're going to have the baby.
Oh, that's
perfect
not fun?
Gown.
No, she wants to look
your
like
your mom
a
was pregnant
princess.
When she got married?
She was.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah, that was the olden days. She had to get married.
And they're still married.
And
yeah,
still
look at
married,
them. They're still going. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, the Bickersons, they're sticking it out.
They could have divorced.
they came close a few times.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Did your dad ever move out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
How old were you?
For how long was he gone?
Not that long.
How old were you?
They love each other. I was a teenager.
Oh, wow.
But
so
they
your little sister. How much younger is your little sister?
4 years younger. She was probably, I think I might have even been, I don't even know if I lived there when that, I moved out at about probably 17, 18. Yeah, they brawled, those two. Like, I grew up in a house where screaming and yelling was not unusual, and then crying and making up was also not unusual. And, you know, they always seemed to manage to put it back together. And
what'd they fight about?
Everything. They don't do it as much anymore. My dad's just given up. He just does whatever she says. But,
it's too late to restart my life.
Yeah,
I
give up. I just, this is my lot in life. No, they're great. They love each other and they worked it out and they
Where
stuck
did
together
he move
all those
to?
Years. They've been married 50 years.
Wow. What?
Where did he move to when he moved
Our
out?
Our camper at his business.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yep. Get out.
Oh, she did that?
She kicked him out? I don't know. I wasn't there for that fight. Who knows what it was about?
But dad was just suddenly staying at the camper at work.
Yep.
And not coming home for dinner.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's hard. Listen, people fight.
It is hard.
Yeah. But good for them. They stuck it out and went 30 more years after that.
That is a beautiful thing.
It is.
That deserves to be, like, commended.
Well, we did. We threw them a big party for their 50th.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, last summer. We went. All my aunts and uncles got married the same year.
Right.
Yeah,
that
we did
was
all.
Fun.
Yeah, it was great. Game of Thrones, surprise appearance. And listen, there will, I'm sure, be spoilers in this. This is not really about Game of Thrones, but it is about a character from Game of Thrones. If you remember Arya being on the road a few seasons ago, this is around the time she was traveling with other kids.
Talk about Ed Sheeran again?
Nope. I'm talking about when she was traveling. She was making her escape from King's Landing.
Is this after she lost the Hound?
This is
this is before the Hound gets her.
This is before she rescues the dude with the many faces.
Right. I believe it's right around that time, right? Isn't that where it all ends? So she's traveling on the road, and everyone thinks she's a boy, Ari. And she's traveling with several people, some of whom come to terrible ends. But this one person sort of got dropped off at a bakery because hot pie could make pies or make bread or whatever it was. I think he did something at that bakery, like sort of made himself useful while they were there. And they went, we'd love it if you'd just stay. These are delicious cakes that you made for us.
He showed back up this last episode.
He did. And he told her the news about her brother, Jon Snow, and her sister Sansa.
Was that the first episode or the second that
he showed back up?
Okay.
I believe, yes. Second. The first episode was the Ed Sheeran episode, and this one was the hot pie episode.
All right.
Well, there's 5 episodes left this season.
Quit reminding her.
A lot happened on this last episode, though.
Well, they've got quite an arc they got to make before they,
That battle at sea was so sweet.
It was great. There's only 11 total episodes left.
I just traveled, as you know, and I always love to get magazines when I'm traveling, and I got the new Rolling Stone. It's got Daenerys on the cover, except she's a brunette.
Yeah, that's...
You wouldn't recognize her.
I always see her and go, who is that? I recognize her.
I almost brought it in and was going to cover it to just see if you could guess, because you can't guess. You wouldn't know.
It's funny. Well, and she also, in real life, smiles big, and she's got a really expressive animated face, and she has one look on that show.
Right.
Straight-faced. And when she does smile, it's just super... It's always very... It's very subtle, the Daenerys' faces. But in real life, this chick is like... I've seen her on some talk shows where I'm like, oh, tone it down. Take it down to Daenerys level.
Right.
So on Sunday's Game of Thrones, Arya Stark runs into Hot Pie. And he gives her some news. In real life, Hot Pie has opened his own bakery. Apparently, in real life, this kid bakes crap.
Oh. All right.
It's called You Know Nothing, John Doe.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's adorable. You don't
Why
like that?
Wouldn't you take advantage of your fame?
John Doe?
Why wouldn't you?
You Know Nothing, John Doe.
Does he spell dough, D-O-U-G-H?
Of course he does, because it's
That's
a bakery.
Crazy. I'm going to post a link to this guy's shop on the Sarah and Vinny page.
Thank you. Don't bother. You can't order anything from there. He's overwhelmed. Ben Hawkey is his name, H-A-W-K-E-Y. He plays Hot Pie. He opened a bakery of his own on July 17th, and if you live in Britain, you can maybe go in there and get some Westerosi treats. The bakery is selling direwolf-shaped bread similar to the ones Hot Pie made for Arya when they parted ways many, many years ago. Made from whole wheat cornbread with orange zest. The loaves have been sold. They're about a pound a piece, but they've become so popular that the bakery is currently not accepting orders.
Do you see the pictures?
Yeah, it's adorable. Here he is proudly holding his...
Where is it?
It's in England somewhere.
Oh, okay.
So he's capitalizing on this. Hot pies, dire wolf loaves are a favorite for Game of Thrones fans. People are always asking me for the secret of my recipe. This guy says, Hot Pie says. I can't share that, but you will have a chance to try them yourselves.
Well, maybe your boy can bring you some of these cookies.
Who, Caperl?
Yeah.
Oh, we should ask him to get them for us. It looks like you can also check out, this is kind of related but also unrelated, there is a book called, a cookbook called A Feast of Fire and Ice. A Feast of Ice and Fire. A cookbook featuring recipes for all sorts of dishes that have been, if you've read these books, they spend an enormous amount of time talking about the food. Mm. George R. R. Martin seems to like food. So
really, there's
no kidding. There'll be like a 4-page description of all the lavish dishes that are laid out. Like on the show, they just walk in and there's food on the table. No one really talks about it. But each dish is described in detail in the books. That's why they're so thick. So there's a cookbook that features recipes from the dishes that have been lavishly described in his books. So there you go. Game of Thrones. Episode 3 of season 7 is this Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. And I would love to have the direwolf bread from Hot Pie.
Me too.
Oh my God, that would be a dream.
Scott Caperro, you're listening. bring your girl some stuff.
So cornbread with orange zest. I wonder if I could just make that and shape it. And
I love cornbread.
Oh my God, me too.
The so stuff good. I like. Mm-hmm. What's the place called? Dry Creek does this jalapeno cornbread.
Oh, sure. Oh, so good.
Oh, just killer.
Sweet,
so
spicy.
So good. Oh man.
I'm gonna have to make some cornbread today.
Hey, don't forget we have that. Human has the Despacito song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
play
recall the name of the heavy metal band.
So Yuzi thinks this is so bad it's funny and it's worth listening
Human
to.
And Human just thinks it's really bad. But I think someone had posted it on Facebook and tagged us all.
Oh, okay. So
I'm not a fan of this, just so you know.
What's the name of the band that did it?
It's one dude. Hold on one second.
Is it a local guy?
No.
I don't think so, but I don't really know. He's got these really blue contacts on.
Oh, yeah, he looks
weird.
Like a...
screaming at you.
His name is Leo Moraciglio.
Leo Moraciglio.
No idea.
Yeah, so okay. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, play it for
So
us.
This is the heavy metal version of...
Despacito. Despacito. That's great.
I think that's funny.
So it's Leo Macho Leo.
Yeah, the video is scary. I don't like the guy's look.
Scary.
Oh, it's not scary.
Is he yelling at you?
It's just his blue contacts.
Yeah,
does he look like a White Walker?
He looks evil.
It's fun.
Oh, there you go. That is fun. Thanks, Human. Thanks, Yuzi. Yeah, thanks for recommending that. It's pretty funny. Despacito.
Yeah, I thought that was wasn't bad.
No, it sounded great. The late, great Ronnie James Dio, speaking of heavy metal.
Yeah.
He is launching a world tour as a hologram.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. I certainly wouldn't go to it.
The Hollow Dio made its debut earlier this year at a couple music industry trade shows, and now they're like, this is great, let's take it on tour. The Dio Returns Tour kicks off in Europe in November. It'll hit the States next spring. Hollow Dio will be backed by an actual live band called the Dio Disciples, which includes some actual members of his band from back in the day. Some people say, no, and others say, this is a waste of money. But Ronnie's wife, his widow, Wendy, thinks that he would have loved it. Ronnie was always wanting to experiment with new stage ideas and was a big Disney fan. With this said, I'm sure he's giving us his blessing.
Now, I stopped listening to Black Sabbath when they broke up, but then didn't he come back as the lead singer of Black Sabbath?
He was in Black Sabbath for a minute there.
He was between Ozzy and Ozzy coming back.
Like, right.
And they had albums. I want to say more than one.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're doing Sabbath and also his solo stuff.
I'm sure they'll throw it all in there.
He's the Holy Diver guy, right?
Yes, he is.
I remember that album.
Yeah.
But
I always get him. Who do I mix him up with? There's like an Ian dude that I. Well, whatever. So Dio is back. They can even make him taller. You know, he's always kind of
a short guy.
He's a hologram, so they can make him enormous. They can make him any size. They could.
Rainbow in the Dark. Don't Talk to Strangers. He's got hits.
Yeah.
The Last in Line.
The Last in Line.
Yeah.
I love Dio.
We Rock was a good song.
You know what's great? Tenacious D has like a 1 minute long song about, it's called Dio, and it's like a little tribute to him, but about how he's too old to rock.
Yeah.
Too old to rock. No more rocking for you. And if you're a Tenacious D fan, you know what I'm talking about. It's good.
It's great.
It's wonderful. I'll play it for you in the break. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. I just saw Scott Budman walk in. He's going to do the movie review with Human.
I just prepped him. He's all set, everyone.
Oh, great. Thank goodness. You guys practiced your lines and everything?
Well, he's going to probably over-deliver on the station more so than he ever has on NBC.
You know, that wouldn't be too surprising.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
We're trying to decide what his rating is going to be.
Oh.
Use that, give him a suggestion.
Oh, well, I said buds.
Let it be a
buds. Oh, buds.
Oh,
buds.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, isn't he a drummer?
Yeah. Oh, drumsticks? Something.
How many tom-toms? How many kicks?
Well, think about it.
How many tambourines?
Just surprise us.
How
many cowbells? You gotta have more cowbell.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'll give him these, and then he could just play how many?
The maracas?
But how will he do fractions? Oh, just like just a little mini, thing. That was a quarter.
Right.
Coming up at 9:15, Atomic Blonde is what they're reviewing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. It's there. It's for you.
It's free.
Please use it.
Please.
RadioAlice.com.
Clickety-click.
You can watch this show.
Hi.
You can find out our latest books that we'd recommend to you. We like to read a lot of books.
Yeah.
Whatever. See pictures
there.
From our events.
Sure. Listen to interviews that we've done
past
that didn't happen
pictures,
on there.
I bet I mean I'm sure because I was there recently there are pictures from years ago
yeah
events we've done
oh yeah
mm-hmm. right
it's huge galleries
yeah you in a Speedo even
oh that's there
you yeah. in the cat costume which is a favorite
oh mm-hmm. from Winchester Mystery House
yeah from Halloween
right.
a few times
I'm sure
it's your favorite I think
it's the people standing outside the windows favorite they told me Anyway.
More of that, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's got to be there, right?
Yep.
Is it?
Sure.
I better go look.
But also the Speedo picture.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important one, really. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so mm-hmm. much.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Here's what's happening. If you're a fan of meth and you live in Australia, bad news.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
A quarter ton of crystal meth seized from a Santa Rosa storage locker apparently was headed to Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
Three Australians were arrested in connection with the seizure of hundreds of pounds of crystal meth from a Santa Rosa storage locker. They planned to smuggle the drugs to the land down under in a small plane.
Oh.
It's 560 pounds of crystal meth worth about... $204 million.
Wow.
Really? Damn, that was our big payday.
Yeah, man.
We're Australians. We go big or we go home. We were going home.
Now you're going to jail.
Bummer.
The suspects, age 52, 58, and 72.
Wow. Oh, this was like the last big heist. There's probably a movie coming out about this.
We're all arrested in Australia in connection with the drugs.
Oh, it sucks for them.
The 72-year-old suspect was busted at an airport in Melbourne on July 5th with the light aircraft he planned to use to smuggle the drugs.
Oh, I shouldn't feel bad for them. You know, they are drug smugglers. But Jesus, they're old guys. They're just, you know, just one final heist. I've seen that movie 50 times.
Speaking of millions, we all played
oh, yeah.
the lottery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Let's check our tickets.
And we never did.
Did we win?
Do we know what city the ticket was in?
Was there a winning ticket? I don't know.
I didn't hear anything about it.
I didn't either.
If it happened locally, we would have heard about it. Here you go.
All right.
And then I'll take them to the gas station today.
Okay.
All right.
I got mine in the car.
Okay.
We could be millionaires.
I
and
know.
We don't even know.
Why are we showing up at work when we are all millionaires?
Right.
Jesus.
Hey, I wanted to mention this because this is the kind of thing that most of us never hear about. We don't know. And I don't even know all the details of it. And I read the whole article on it. There is now a Senate bill, number 231, by State Senator Bob Hertzberg. This bill would change the fact that we would be able to collect rainwater and use it here in California.
Can you believe that's illegal?
Right now...
I thought they did just...
No, we do okay. not. Storm water that falls directly on our cities gets flushed out to sea.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Stupid.
It's considered...
What is it considered?
Sewer water and has to be flushed out, and which also ends up not being good for our ocean either. It'd be great to collect that,
right? Because
it
runs through all the dirt in our city and then heads out into
right.
the ocean.
Turn that into the gray water they use to just water plants. Would
sure.
be would
you,
be
we could
great.
Flush toilets with it. You could water plants. I mean, I think it's great.
They say the problem goes back to another proposition, which has to do with taxpayers, and there will, just like anything else, I would imagine, be some kind of tax increase to save this water runoff. But it seems to me like, you know, as we do have a tendency to go sometimes 5 years into drought.
We should be saving all the water.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. So anyway, I don't Again, it's called Senate Bill 231. It's here in California, and hopefully it changes the way we treat rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, everyone. I think we're all for being allowed to collect our own rainwater, yeah. Right?
Well, I mean, have the state do it. Collect it, clean it, and use it.
Or if you want to throw a couple buckets on your roof, that should be okay, too.
Well, just, yeah, put them under your downspout. You don't have to put them on the roof.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's...
Why is this illegal?
I agree with you 100%.
It's the rain.
It is the rain. We could use that to water our garden. It'll run out quick, your home use, well, unless you have a giant cistern buried in your yard or something. But, hey, every little bit helps, right? Know what they always tell us? Every drop.
This is a follow-up story to a story we did quite some time ago. Former substitute teacher in Oklahoma... who did a cartwheel in class.
Oh, I recall this. Yeah.
Wearing a skirt and no underwear.
Right. What? Maybe she thought that centrifugal force would keep her skirt up in place. Yeah.
Well, they did get it. I mean, she's in jail. She's sad.
You don't look hot when you're sad in jail.
Lacey Sponsler.
Sponsler.
Mrs. Sponsler.
Oh, Mrs.
Well, I don't know if it's Mrs. or Miss. Sorry. Pleaded guilty Monday to assault after the charge was reduced from indecent exposure. She was given a 2-year suspended sentence and can't teach for 2 years, but she will not have to register as a sex offender. She's declined to comment, but there are people who say this incident was blown out of proportion, and they're just glad to have the case over with. It was just a cartwheel. She was wearing a long dress that dropped around her head. As she was, you know, legs splayed in the air. Mm.
Must have been a slow cartwheel.
Didn't have to tell.
Right.
But someone did.
She should know better than to
do that. I just did the research.
Yeah.
Oh, the research on
what? Is there a picture of it?
No, I did the research on why it's illegal to collect rainwater.
Oh, okay. Right.
Why is it?
Do you want to know? This is crazy.
I want to know.
So, at one point... people were building reservoirs over hundreds of acres of private property to collect rainwater, and it changed the behavior of the water ecosystem. So this one dude was jailed for 30 days after building 3 reservoirs on his land that could fill 20 Olympic-sized pools, and he was taking away rain from, like, all of the towns around him. Oh. So they all of a sudden said, no one can collect rainwater.
Yeah, the thing is
instead
I think
of just saying you can't do that.
Yeah, except
it needs to be done by the state and it needs to be cleaned and used properly. That's all. And I can't imagine why we would have this water falling that we could be using and we treat it like it's trash and just push it out into the ocean. Yeah. It makes the ocean dirty and we don't have the benefit of the water.
Right.
So the one dude ended up collecting 13 million gallons of water.
Hmm. And it was all rainwater, like runoff from his hills.
Yeah,
around
and he had
him.
All these acres of land, and he made
did
all
he,
these.
So he dammed up rivers and stuff. Is that?
Yeah, he built all these illegal.
Yeah, that's that was that one guy.
Yeah, it's the one guy.
Bad apple.
I mean,
yeah,
on.
We need to tell him. I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that. Yeah. Not tell everyone. I'm sorry. No more collecting rain.
Right.
Close your mouth when you look up. You can't collect it.
Well, it'd be nice to if that could extend our. Our water supplies through some of these drought times, it'd be nice.
Let's get Elon Musk's boring company to dig us a giant hole underneath the city. All cities should have this and just build a big tank under there. And we'll just save it just for safekeeping.
Right.
Billions and billions of gallons.
Elements of the perfect job include.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. If
a new study asked people to describe the perfect job situation.
All right. It starts at noon.
Well, they do say here that the perfect job would be 24 hours a week or about 5 hours a day.
All right. Oh. That sounds like our job.
Right.
So far, so good.
Pays about $80,000 a year.
Okay.
Free food in the office. A dress code that lets you wear jeans.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is our job.
It is.
But it doesn't start at noon.
We're very lucky.
We start
at
3 a.m.
and there's no...
getting
fixing
around that.
I love that when we were traveling, Michelle in promotions doesn't normally wake up at 3 or 4 or whatever. And I love that on our trip, she had to wake up and be with me for the show. And she was like, I could not fall asleep. I kept thinking, what time is it? When is my alarm going off?
Yeah.
I just, welcome to mornings.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
The morning paranoia.
Yep. It's only 12 minutes away from where you live.
Oh.
But you also have the option to work from home. These are the elements of the perfect job.
I would actually like it to be walking distance from my house, too.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, just to skateboard walk out
every
the door and...
6 weeks of paid vacation and holidays a year, flexible work hours.
I love this Jesus. Job.
And a cool boss who sometimes wants to go out for a drink.
Mm. Oh, I don't need to go out with for a drink, but you know, just leave me alone. That is the perfect job.
Anything about no meetings?
Doesn't say that. No. But I think we're all agreed.
No meetings.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The movies reviews is coming up. I'll read a couple now and a couple before the all-important Hooman segment.
Review. We're going to peek, everyone.
Peek for the week.
And Scott Budman is with us, so.
No two-minute intro or anything this week, everyone.
Oh, all right.
That's right. We have no brand. Oh, my goodness. You'll actually get to it. Boy, you're going to run. You're going to have so much time, you won't know what to do with it. Go late, Vinny.
510 says, no Game of Thrones.
No Game of Thrones what?
I guess
like,
we
stop talked talking about,
it. Yeah.
Oh, like they don't want the spoilers or they don't want to hear about it at all anymore?
Your guess is as good as mine. That's all they said. Sigmund Freud would have a field day knowing that Sarah wet her pants on a field while her parents were separating.
That wasn't at that time. They were together. I came home and cried in my mom's arms in her bed. My dad was there too. Sleeping though. He was
Did she
asleep.
Make you shower first though?
No, she just wanted to comfort me.
It's okay.
It was dry by then. We had a 2-hour bus ride home.
You still smelled like pee though.
I'm sure.
All right.
Thanks for the reminder.
Totally digging and rocking out of my truck, listening to the metal version of Despacito.
Yeah, I know. Did you hook it up on the Sarah and Vinny page?
Yeah, it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Someone's asking, please link Despacito to your Facebook page.
Done.
Hooman, you're doing a great job. Way to go, Who.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone.
2 weeks of Hooman in for Bryn. You're almost done with 1 week.
I know.
It's great. Tomorrow's a hard day, though. Tomorrow's a music day.
All right, just no one come to me until 8 a.m.
408 says,
I'm not here.
You're asking that cheapskate Kapuro to go buy something? Good luck with that.
Well, we'll have Edson ask him. He can't say no to that guy.
That's true. Post Despacito. 707 says, 25 minutes to do 1,100 stairs? No way. That seems way too fast for the average Joe.
Oh, yeah, I'd be stopping every 5 stairs. Just be like, oh, just catch my breath.
If you believe Hooman ran 20 flights in full gear, you're all high.
It's the truth.
Hooman, you're the man. Thanks for supporting us, your local San Jose PD investigator.
Aw.
Yay.
Thank you for supporting us.
Firefighters make well over 100K, plus their medical benefits, plus their unbelievable pensions that don't end. They are paid with taxpayer money. They're arrogant jerks,
wow.
Says 707. I hope you never need firefighters to come to your rescue because...
Yeah, you're mean.
That
you're in
is
a bad
some,
mood today.
You know what?
Maybe they Someone's had a bad experience.
Mood. Maybe.
Not all of them could be great.
Like some firefighter dumped her ass?
Yep.
Whatever, you still may have a fire in your house one day and you will really need them.
Yes, you will.
Bless you.
I said the wrong date. The event is on 9/9. I said 9/11. It's on 9/9.
Okay.
Yeah, correct myself.
It's very close to September 11th, but it's not
on a Saturday.
Right.
Here is a funny little thing sent in regarding Game of Thrones. It's not.
Oh my God, instead of finding Nemo, it's finding Theon, and there he is under the water. Just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. Right. Just keep swimming. That's cute.
Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates' wealth rankings are just public numbers. Some Saudi families are estimated to be in the trillions. 1 trillion equals 1,000 billion.
Isn't that crazy?
I have thought to myself recently that probably in our lifetime we'll hear about a trillionaire, you know?
Well,
1,000 billion.
They're probably there, but I was just mentioning this the other day as they were talking about phasing, you know, gas cars off the roads, that these people who've accumulated this incredible wealth, I hope they've used it well and put in infrastructure in the countries they live in so they can live beyond their oil supplies.
Yeah, they haven't.
I'm sure they. That's too bad. Mm. That's going to be really sad when that turns out to be money spent on gold faucets.
Right.
We've got a gold toilet, but we have no infrastructure
and
in this
no
country.
Water to right. flush it with. And it's weird. The peasants are rioting outside our castle. I don't know what's happening. What could possibly... Just throw money at them. Bury them in money.
Hi, Alice family. My name is Audrey, and yesterday I won tickets on Jane's show. I was so awestruck that I somehow managed to be the 97th caller. I became horribly inarticulate.
She loves that.
Please thank Jane for being so sweet on the line with me, especially since I was basically a squealy mess.
Aww.
I listen to Sarah and Vinny every morning as much as I can throughout the workday, and listening to the station feels like home.
Thank
so just
you.
Want to say thank you, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day.
There you go. That's why we do contests, to stoke out the people who listen all the time.
Yeah.
We
right.
really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got Disneyland tickets to stoke you out even more, and then it's the movies reviews with Hooman and Scott Budman.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.